There's different kinds of sevas, so at different times we do different sevas. So Nam Seva, it's called Harinam Seva, Japa Seva, that's also Seva. And at that time we have to follow the instructions of the Acharyas about what we should do at that time while we're chanting Japa. So at the time of doing Japa Seva or chanting Krishna's name, the Acharyas, they give some idea, some activities that we can engage in. And one is that we simply hear the holy name. We really focus our attention and don't listen to any other thoughts. Don't drive all other thoughts out of the mind. Hare Krishna. And if the thoughts are demanding more attention, if our mind is chanting louder than our mala, our thoughts are chanting louder, then we have to chant louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And just the sound, the transcendental sound, vibration, let it enter deeply in our ears and embrace that sound in our heart and wrap our ears around it and wrap our attention around the sound and fix our mind on the sound. That's hearing. And then another practice that can be done is meditate on the meaning of the holy name while chanting and repeatedly inject the meaning of the holy name into our mind and let our mind hold on to that rather than some other thought or other idea. So we're chanting and holding on to that meaning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then our mind is holding on to this meaning and not letting go. And taking this meaning and then squeezing it. And you may hold on to someone and then you may hold them. And if you squeeze them hard enough, all kinds of juices will start coming out. So if you take the meaning, for example, oh Mother Hara, oh energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of Krishna and your Lord. And that's a meaning. That's called a mantra artha chintata. To chinta, think about or deeply reflect on the meaning of the holy name while chanting the holy name. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then, O Mother Ha, O Radharani, O Hara, please engage me in the service of Krishna. Or please engage me in the service of you and your Lord. And then what does that mean? Because that's all I am. I'm only your servant, and I want to serve no one else. And then you just squeeze all kinds of meanings out of that one art, that one meaning of the holy name. That can go on. So many, that can, like, in grammar, they have a noun, predicate, subject, and they draw these lines and things on the board. So you can take the one meaning and squeeze more and more meanings out of it as you wrap your mind around it, fix your mind on it. And that way your mind won't go anywhere else. It's staying, the mantras, the sound of the mantras going in your ears and your lips and fingers and tongue are engaged, then your mind is wrapped around the meaning. So it can't go anywhere. Just like if a boa constrictor. A boa constrictor wraps around you. That kind of snake. I don't know what you call it here. Python. Python does that? Python, is that a boa constrictor? Is a python?
I don't know.
Because a python lies on the path and something goes in and eats it. Boa constrictor, you know what it is? It wraps around you like a rasi, like a rope, and it just squeezes you and crushes your ribs and you die and it eats you up. So the meaning, that meaning should be, whatever particular meaning, it should be like a boa constrictor around our mind. Our mind is like, and wrapped around with that meaning, so then it starts squeezing, and the mind goes, and the mind can't think of anything else or go anywhere else. And then when the mind settles down with the meaning, then you can stop thinking of the meaning and then again hear the sound. There's nothing sweeter than the sound of Krishna's name. There's nothing more compelling and more attractive. So this is the best meditation, is sound meditation, to meditate on the sound. Your mind, your intelligence, your heart, ego, everything fixed on Krishna's name. And everything will become fastly or quickly revealed from the name. But our minds are jumping here and there, so the Acharyas give this system. Meditate on the meaning. Not that, oh, I do this seva, I do that seva. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's not just it's something to do while you think of something else. The chanting of Maha Mantra is the seva. That is the seva. There is no other seva. Every other seva is auxiliary to that. And every other seva is meant to be imbued with that. Jiva Goswami is telling, anything else you're doing, if it's not mixed with and permeated with the holy name, then it won't be pleasing to Krishna. If you're doing deity worship, you must chant Hare Krishna. If you're reading, you must be chanting Hare Krishna. Because we're reading all about Krishna anyway. So the holy name, the sankirtan, that is the undercurrent, that is the background of everything we do. You're cooking, you chant. You're doing deity worship, you chant. You parikrama, everything you're doing, chanting should be there. This is the main, primary thing. Because when you're chanting, you're in direct association with God. Direct, sakshat. Sakshat Sangha, directly associated with Krishna. And the other sevas are just engaging our senses and our energy. Because we really can't sit down and chant 24 hours a day. Because we become restless, and we have to eat also. Some eating is required, so then cooking. But we should never underestimate, chanting Hare Krishna is not an auxiliary thing. It's not a secondary thing. It is the main thing, the primary thing, the only thing ultimately. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kaloa Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Gatir Anyata. Anyata means no other thing, no other practice, no other process, no other way. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. So, we should understand that this is it. This is the quintessence of all practices. The essence. And everything else is helping us, and all other activities we do are helping us in preparing the field, and preparing our mind so that we can peacefully sit down and chant the holy name. Because generally we're jumping like monkeys. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, what are we going to cook for lunch? Hare Krishna, oh, I'll make this for Thakurji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, but I can make it like this. Hare Krishna, oh, but I make it like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is very, very inattentive japa. And from inattention, all the other offenses come. So we should be very attentive.